Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast this Monday, January 9th, 2017. And we are talking about the incident at the Fort Lauderdale Airport, Hollywood Airport in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, Friday, just after this broadcast went off air, incidentally. I misspoke a little bit in the first hour. The Daily Mail article in question depends on which version of it you read. For example, if you click on the reader view in your browser, the headline changes, etc., which is kind of a normal thing. But the headline, Fort Lauderdale Airport shooting, gunman Esteban Santiago kills at least five people. And the on-page headline, or the on-page heading, pictured discharged military vet 26 who shot dead five at Fort Lauderdale Airport baggage claim after telling FBI 2 months ago that he was being forced by the CIA to fight for ISIS. So CIA hasn't been entirely redacted from the story, it seems. Just depends on which version you're reading. So again, the high points in the story some of the high points. Gunman Esteban Santiago, 26, an Iraq Army veteran, was taken into custody after he threw his empty weapon down and lay spread eagle on the ground. Santiago flew into the Florida airport from Anchorage, Alaska, and had checked his gun from the flight for the flight. That is a point that, to me, has not been verified, that there seems to be some contention there. He loaded his gun in the bathroom after landing and was silent as he shot dead victims in baggage claim area. Santiago had been living in Anchorage for 2 years with his girlfriend and their newborn baby. He reportedly had a history of mental health problems, and families say he returned from Iraq acting strangely. He was a changed man, his aunt said. Sources say he walked into an FBI office in Alaska last year claiming he was being forced to fight for ISIS. Santiago was pictured previously giving a one-fingered salute similar to the one used by Islamic State jihadists. But remember, we heard Trevor Aronson talking about how the FBI helped Sammy Osmakosh make his so-called martyrdom video. Remember, this is not surprising either. So again, you know, getting back to Trevor Aronson's talk, TED talk, why aren't we looking at the intelligence community every time? Why are we skipping over? Just because the guy has a weak mental constitution doesn't mean what he's saying isn't true. Reminds me of Kootenai County in North Idaho a few years back when the Kootenai County Sheriff's Department was pushing hard to get voters in Kootenai County to approve a measure that would appropriate funds to build a new jail facility. And they used essentially what I would call a propaganda video at various public events to what I would call mislead the general public in an effort to get people to buy into this effort to build a new jail. There's overcrowding. We have the staging area that's out in the open, and that's dangerous, et cetera, et cetera. And you can see, look, people are just walking right up to the staging area, and that's just dangerous because, you know, something could happen, especially in this dangerous age in which we live, this brave new world. Well, the trouble with that video was that one of the folks, well, first of all, that segment of the video when they were talking about the fact that people just walk by openly by this this staging area where they transport prisoners, bring them in, take them out. problem with that was that it was filmed from the roof of the courthouse. It's filmed from the roof, so obviously it was premeditated. And it wasn't CCTV footage or anything like that. There was someone filming because the camera was moving at in a fashion that was made it very obvious that someone was filming with a handheld camera, handheld device. And whoever it was on the roof that was filming with the handheld device was filming one particular person they were focused on. That person had been identified by locals as a woman known as Stonecat Warrior Woman, a woman who has made inferences at various times. You know, people call her crazy. She's a local crazy woman. But she's made inferences at various times that that sound like an MK Ultra victim. So how was it that the person filming on the roof knew at the particular moment that she was going to be walking by and that they could use her as the surreptitious example for their agenda? How convenient. Reminds one of those kinds of scenarios, using these people, Manchurian candidates, dupes, patsies, for whatever awful agenda, you know, people with perhaps a weak mental constitution, the naive and so forth. You can see in the photos that have been released of Esteban Santiago, many of them, they kind of have that sort of Al-Qaeda flavor to them, don't they? I'm not even going to get into that right now. Let's kind of stay on track. So the Daily Mail story, I think, is a good one. But again, it's interesting that why is it that the suspect, as the story points out, he walked in to the FBI Anchorage station and said that he was being forced by the CIA to fight for ISIS. Why is that not investigated as a credible claim? Why is that ignored, especially in this day and age, when we are getting back to the logical fallacy issue that I keep talking about, that we're going to talk about, when we're conditioned to accept that possibility? You know, you look at the remake of Manchurian Candidate, for example, and Liv Schreiber's scene, I believe, where he's drowning, what is it, his wife, I want to say, and Denzel Washington is, you know, trying to intercept this and prevent it from happening. And so anyway, he's under, Liv Schreiber's character is under mind control, drowning, I think, his wife. I forget who it is exactly, but, you know, he's drowning someone under mind control. And I don't think he even really remembered that he did it, if I remember the storyline right. Anyway, that reminds me of what just happened in Moscow, Russia. Less than 24 hours after the Russian ambassador to Turkey was assassinated in that bizarre event, one of the high-level Russian diplomats was murdered in his flat, high-security flat in Moscow, and his wife was found inside their flat, locked flat. The gun, at last I heard, was found under the kitchen sink. It sounds exactly like this kind of a scenario. Mind control. She probably was, I mean, it's entirely possible, as far as I'm concerned, that she was under mind control. She shot her husband, threw the gun under the kitchen sink, and didn't know that she'd done anything or that anything had happened. And through reification fallacy, when people are watching these thrillers and sci-fi movies and reading these books and so forth, they're being conditioned to accept the implausible possibility, the improbable possibility. It could happen, it could happen. And then when it happens, you see it in mainstream media, the mind has been conditioned to accept the possibility, and therefore it kind of goes unnoticed. Have you seen the latest in the Bourne series based on Robert Ludlum's books? You know, the latest Bourne movie with establishment mouthpiece sycophant Matt Damon as Jason Bourne, or David Webb, I think. Anyway, he has a skirmish with one of the other, with a black ops counterpart, essentially, that is trying to whack him. There's a skirmish out in public. I forget who it was. A diplomat is killed in the film, and the CIA black ops folks are saying they don't want to hear from political officials. You know, they don't want any questions, so they've invented some, I think, Iraqi radical that is going to be blamed for the incident. And if the authorities find the weapon, it'll have that guy's finger, the imaginary Iraqi guy's fingerprints on it. We watch these things. We get conditioned to believe and accept the possibility, and then don't really notice, I think, when it happens. And the press talks about the fact, everyone's talking about the fact that Esteban Santiago walked into the FBI office in November, the Anchorage station, and said, hey, the CIA is trying to control my mind and get me to fight for ISIS. Anyway, I want to go to one of the other videos. Let's go to the Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. Finds new details. That's an ABC News video. If you're ready with that, go ahead, please.
Now to the suspected gunman in that Fort Lauderdale airport shooting. He's now facing charges that could carry the weight of the death penalty. And we're learning that his gun was confiscated months ago by the FBI, but returned shortly thereafter. ABC's Eva Pilgrim's in Fort Lauderdale with the very latest on the investigation. Eva, good morning to you.
Good morning, Paula. The FBI says they closed their Alaska investigation into the alleged shooter after checking him out, finding no ties to terrorism. But this morning, a lot of questions about what the FBI could have done to prevent this shooting.
According to the FBI, the alleged Fort Lauderdale International Airport shooter came to South Florida with one purpose.
Indications are that he came here to carry out this horrific attack.
In a criminal complaint, Santiago told investigators he planned the attack, purchasing a one-way airline ticket. According to the documents filed in federal court Saturday, Santiago says he shot the first people he encountered, firing approximately 10 to 15 rounds, aiming at his victims' heads. Five killed, six others shot. Among those killed, Michael Omi of Iowa. He and his wife going on a cruise when the couple was shot, his wife hospitalized. Olga Waltering also died, the great-grandmother from Georgia, active in her church. She and her husband also going on vacation. FBI agents say Santiago's statements were confirmed by security video in the baggage claim area, as well as by witnesses' stories and cell phone video. This isn't Santiago's first encounter with the FBI. In November, the FBI confirming he showed up to the Anchorage office, his newborn and a gun in his car, saying the CIA was controlling his mind and wanted him to join ISIS.
He broke no laws when he came into our office. There is currently no indication Mr. Santiago was working with any other individuals when he planned and carried out yesterday's attack.
According to the FBI, agents contacted local authorities who took Santiago to a mental health facility, the FBI taking the gun at the time.
On December 8th, the weapon was released to Santiago.
This morning, the FBI facing tough questions, including from Santiago's family members. His brother telling ABC News the agents should have done more for the 26-year-old Iraq War veteran.
They sent him to the psychiatric center, and that was it. They failed him.
And the FBI at this time not saying why Santiago chose South Florida for this shooting. They do say it is a multi-state investigation. They are looking into every place he lived and everywhere he recently traveled. Paula.
So there you have it. Man, that's a pretty shocking and scandalous just under 3 minutes, I would say. Why are we not, still the story remains motive unclear. This is what we hear. But you heard in that clip, Santiago claimed he planned the attack just to, fly from Alaska to Florida to shoot random people, the first people he saw. Because that makes sense, right? People do that. Sure. That happens. And then there's the issue of the security company that he works for. That's kind of, I'm not really sure, what's behind that and how I feel about that. Signal 88 in Anchorage. I think Signal 88 is based in Omaha, Nebraska, I want to say. The pedophile capital of the world, Boys Town, and so forth. Anyway, so he worked for a security company called Signal 88 in Anchorage, ABC News reported. And that's an interesting little detail. Who knows? To me, he kind of sounds like a Lee Harvey, is what I'm saying. A guy 6 to 9 years, whatever account you believe, in the Army and National Guard, and somehow winds up getting discharged as a PFC, worked for Signal 88 in Anchorage, goes into the FBI Anchorage station, says the CIA is trying to control my mind, or is controlling my mind, trying to get me to fight for ISIS, watching ISIS videos, claiming the U.S. government was trying to force him to watch ISIS videos. And then he confesses to the FBI, yeah, I planned to fly to Florida and attack random people, the first people I saw. Yeah, that makes sense, doesn't it? Listen, if the odds are, and the odds are, again, getting back to Trevor Aronson's talk, or the Project Salon study, the lawfare of, the lawfare of preemptive prosecution. 95%, nearly 9 out of 10 of these cases, the FBI is at least somewhat responsible for. Why aren't we looking there first? Every time.
Okay. Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are
are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NUMANA Republic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line, engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty except for one man, still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up, and long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom.
I really want to give you the conversation between Lou Dobbs and the gentleman I was thinking of was former assistant director of the FBI, Bill Gavin. Lou Dobbs had him on the other night, and that was an interesting and provocative conversation. The title of the video that we have queued is by Fox Business, Fox News Business, and the title is Why the Fort Lauderdale Shooting Took Place. We'll come back to that. I want to go to the phones, though, for right now. You've heard enough from me. Let's go to you, and let's grab John in Tennessee. John, thanks for calling. Welcome.
I appreciate it. Can you hear me okay?
You bet.
Okay, well, I got a little bit of breaking up on this end, but, you know, Chris, I went in at age 17, but I had to have parental signatures. So this guy is 26. He was in 9 years. He was 17. I'm pretty sure someone had to sign. I would suppose, actually, that his intelligence was probably very intelligent. His entrance exams probably did well. The questions that come to mind, what was his MOS? What was going on in 07 that may have prompted 17-year-old who wanted to enlist. Was he involved in some kind of special training? And because of his intelligence, was why he didn't get rank, or why he got rank and lost rank. Because you gotta be obedient. You know, they do break you in basic training. They make you what they want you to be. And if you don't play along with the game, you don't get ranked. So that's some things that come to mind, as well as get on a plane at Anchorage, fly to Florida to commit murder. What would a ticket cost? You know, I mean,
exactly.
Think about this: a one-way ticket to Florida, and whether he carried his handgun on board or checked it, there's just things that don't add up.
Yeah,
and it's always at TMZ. TMZ had video of the LAX shooting, and if you watch that video, the guy's calm as a cucumber, and he says, "I got some really good video of that." So things are changing up; they're getting a little better. I think this is contrived, and he was really just a patsy.
I don't think there's any doubt about it. And you see him; you see Santiago being led away, and you know the name Santiago. I mean, all of the names, it's, you know, same old deal. It's cartoonish. The line between cartoon and reality seems to be being blurred. Watching Keith Olbermann's latest videos over at GQ, the collection he calls The Resistance, you know, you kind of get a flavor of the blurring of the line between fantasy and reality, which gets back to Trevor Aronson's point, psychoaffective disorder. I'm not convinced that a broad cross section of America doesn't suffer from psychoaffective disorder.
Well, Chris, just for an aside, I know someone that was involved in MK Ultra. He's a couple years older than me. Really nice, tender-hearted guy, but sometimes just really, really troubled. And it was experimentation in the Army. Like I said, I would love to know what was his MOS. What did he do that might put him in a position? We'll never hear it.
Yeah.
We will never. And who on earth, Chris, would want a 9-year Army veteran, E1, involved in a security firm?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. You know, whether it was 6 or 9, he's discharged as a PFC E1. I mean, how does this happen? It's inconceivable. Stick around, folks.
All right, we'll be right back. Room. I don't want to stay long. I'll listen in. Thank you.
All right, thanks, John. Thanks for your call. Folks, stick around. We'll be right back after this short break. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, silent salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Give you that interview, Lou Dobbs, speaking to former assistant director of the FBI, Bill Gavin. There are some provocative points that came out of that too. But again, why is the known fact at this point one of the few irrefutable details, known details, is that Esteban Santiago walked into the Anchorage FBI station in November and claimed the CIA was controlling his mind, trying to force him to watch ISIS videos and to fight for ISIS. Another fact that we know is, as a result of Trevor Aronson's work, the Project Salaam study, other studies and works that have built on both of those and others. Project Salaam study, for example, I think sums it up pretty well, that there have been remarkably few actual terrorism threats to America in the last decade in the post-9/11 era. And the vast majority of the arrests and prosecutions the war on terror have consisted in the FBI foiling its own entrapment plots or the government arresting people on material support for terrorism charges that effectively criminalize innocent conduct, inflation of minor or technical incidents, and to terrorism events such as immigration, application inaccuracies, old weapons charges, inaccurate statements to government officials, et cetera, et cetera. And then there is a more hardcore and virulent strain, you know, I would call the Manchurian candidate effect, where you have folks like Esteban Santiago, it would seem, who just randomly happened to fly on a security guard's pay from Alaska to Florida with the sole purpose of shooting the first people he sees when he gets off the plane, because that makes absolutely no sense. So why wouldn't he do that? You know, so if the intelligence community is known for being involved in this kind of activity, why aren't we looking there first? Why are we overlooking the obvious? Which is a rhetorical question. Anyway, let's go back to the phones real quick and grab Lark in Texas. Lark, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Oh, hi, Chris.
Hi, Lark.
You know, when it makes no sense, probably it should be discounted entirely, and particularly if it comes via the Talmud vision.
Yeah.
And I just want to point to a couple things that I've said several times before on air, but it seems clear to me that, first of all, you have to ask yourself, when it comes to the FBI, even the Secret Service before that, and even the CIA, how were these organizations funded into existence, and why? You know, who won the Civil War? Who won World War I? Who won the Spanish-American War, World War II, Vietnam, the Iraq War? I don't think the American people won any of these wars at all.
Mm-hmm.
And but here's more to your discussion today. And I've said this over the airwaves, and I invite anybody listening to just check it out. Go on YouTube and watch a clip. It's entitled Non-Linear Warfare.
Yep.
A new system of political control. Non-linear is one word, N-O-N. L-I-N-E-A-R, Nonlinear Warfare, A New System of Political Control. And look at the work of Vladimir Putin's advisor, Vladislav Surkov, because he's the one that borrowed from theater arts to essentially coin this particular term of art, nonlinear warfare. There borrowing from avant-garde theater. And so I don't think it's even worthy of discussion. I think it's worthy of ridicule and laughter. You can see, read the comments. It's quite revealing. And then we can also, and then let's ask ourselves too, do not the same people who control this country and Russia, aren't they one and the same? Canada, Australia, British Commonwealth of Nations, India, China, the same people. Because again, it's who owns and controls the mode of, or means of production, the communication technology. And particularly since World War II, in the age of the information age. I also like to point out something that the readers can, or the listeners can read, is called Propaganda 2.0, Rise of Narrative, the Narrative Network, written by George Savorsky. And this guy heads up something called the Institute of Ethics and Emerging Technologies, chairman of the board. He also heads up something called the Rights of Non-Human Persons. And he claims to be a bioethicist, a futurist, and a science writer. And Humanity Plus, the World Transhumanist Association. He talks about the rise of narrative networks. Well, I think we should take a page right out of DARPA, who was calling for they wanted to bestow contracts upon people that would help them accomplish just that. And so I would suggest that people within on this network not buy into the mainstream media network or narrative at all. And we should develop our own narrative, 100% freed from the narrative that's being presented to us. The narrative network that's being presented to us, as exemplified by the so-called mainstream press. These people, in my view, have no credibility at all. Anybody that's in the U.S. military, in my view, has no credibility at all. Big media, FBI, law enforcement, CIA, FBI, Homeland Security, these people have no credibility whatsoever. Lou Dobbs, it doesn't matter who they are. If they've been attached to the mainstream media in any way, shape, or form, in my view, they have no credibility. Zero.
Yeah, so, I would agree, and the unfortunate reality is that there are some naive folks who have been conscripted to an evil agenda, and by degrees I think they actually get bent into it in the fashion that folks like Bertrand Russell wrote about. And, you know, speaking of the subject of pathocracy, which I think also applies, you know, they basically get conscripted to that agenda too. By degrees get bent into a Machiavellian MO. And, you know, that's kind of the same old method.
They've been drawn into dishonorable contract. It's just that simple. They've been induced, coerced, bribed, whatever, into a dishonorable contract. It's one that they can't easily extricate themselves from. The same is true of attorneys and judges, politicians, medical doctors, and the American hospital system. I mean,
yeah,
it's astonishing to me that your average cop on the beat today, deputy sheriff, and even chief of police, county sheriff, they have no idea that they're even... the vast majority, I would say, have no idea that they're actually enforcing communitarian law. But yeah, you can bet Department of Homeland Security does.
Yeah, at some level, certainly. And, you know, that's something that seems to be coming out more and more, almost in public view. But again, I feel like, you know, every time I see stuff like this, the Esteban Santiago incident, I'm reminded of... that letter from Pike to Mazzini and the Third World War, in particular, that phrase, "We shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists." In some cases, that's the same person. And, you know, speaking of what you're talking about, what you mentioned last week, and I think we need to talk about pathocracy in depth at some point, but in the words of Laura Knight Jadzik, for example, in a world of psychopaths, those who are not genetic psychopaths are induced to behave like psychopaths simply to survive. When the rules are set up to make a society adaptive to psychopathy, it makes psychopaths of everyone. And that's kind of, I think, you know, again, we shall unleash the nihilists and the atheists. That's kind of where people are. You know, how do you compete in a society that is predominated by psychopaths and corporate psychopaths? And it's even becoming in vogue. These are the same people 40 years ago we used to send to prison. Now they're corporate darlings.
Well, I think the American people have forgotten what it means to be independent. They don't value it anymore. As a final passing thought, I might want to mention Alexander Dugin.
Yeah.
D-U-G-I-N. The so-called prophet of the new Russian Empire. and read his stuff. Something particularly interesting is Dugin and quote-unquote the Jews. But if you want to see how Donald Trump is going to perform in office, look to people like Alexander Dugin and the things that George Dvorsky writes about in Propaganda 2.0 and the rise of the narrative networks, and what Vladislav Surkov speaks to, nonlinear warfare, a new system of political control. And then at the end of the day, you only can come to one conclusion. You have to advance a narrative amongst the American people that is completely mistrustful of anything that comes across that TV. There is not a damn thing about it you can trust at all.
But, you know, again, I mean, that to me lends itself to what I call the glasnost effect, kind of the destabilization of trust and credibility and reliability in any institution or tradition. And that, again, calls to mind, you know, those words, we shall unleash the nihilists in particular. And so now we're relegated to throwing the baby out with the bathwater, so to speak.
Well, communitarian law, it can be likened to the law of the jungle. American people just need to get a clue. I mean, do we value independence? Do we value freedom and liberty? Yes or no?
Yeah.
We have to construct a blueprint for our lives. And more and more, we just have to admit that we're surrounded by zombies and criminals. Look up the word zombies.
Yeah.
What is a zombie? Absolutely. A zombie is a person who's not in control of his own actions because he's not in control of his own mind.
Right. And when you realize that, the colloquialism zombie apocalypse takes on a whole new meaning.
Yeah, we're surrounded by them. And anybody that is drawn into dishonorable contract is someone that you simply need to steer clear of. You know, and that's why I advocate for counter-economics. That's another word that people can look up. It's hyphenated. Autarky, A-U-T-A-R-K-Y. It goes to that old-fashioned American value called self-reliance. And then also autarky, A-U-T-A-R-C-H-Y. Self-governance, self-management. We, you know, Americans were never taught what constitutes a valid or an invalid contract, an honorable or dishonorable contract. We weren't taught these things.
Nope. And speaking of
now
that,
we're bamboozled by what's called law. It's
exactly.
A laugh. It's a joke.
Yeah. Yep.
So anyway, as usual, I appreciate you allowing me the few minutes to have a few words. But yeah, if you
Absolutely.
Want to see what the next 8 years is going to look like, just look to Nonlinear Warfare on YouTube. Look up Alexander Dugin, D-U-G-I-N. And nothing's going to change when it comes to the military or the law enforcement. You know, let's never forget to Eisenhower's farewell address, and I can't stand the guy.
Yeah,
but he didn't just speak to the military-industrial complex. He spoke to, in the practically the same breath, the scientific and technological complex.
Yep. Yep.
That's it for me, Chris. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, Lark. Thank you, as always.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You know, speaking of that, again, kind of my contribution to that dialogue, I'm reminded of some of the other recent, you know, there are a number of books that I've seen. I've read a little bit of some of them that again, kind of blur the line between fantasy and reality along this same storyline of another civil war. You know, Lark posed a question, who rhetorically, obviously, who won the civil war. I usually refer to that as the war of Eastern European banking aggression, so to speak. was not the end of Civil War. It was not the war of Northern aggression. It was more the war of Eastern European banking aggression. But today, I think we need to remember. I'll make a prediction this year. This is the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. Haven't we been hearing the rumblings of Bolshevik Revolution here in America for years now? It's the 100-year anniversary. Wouldn't that be something? On that note, we'll be right back. Stick around.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party. And the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Nature'sYouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to Nature'sYouth.com. That's Nature'sYouth.com.
Feel is their appointed duty. They keep trying to tell me, yeah, all you want to do is use me. But my answer, they don't all that use me stuff.
All right, welcome back. Back to the phones here in a second. I was going to say, I'm reminded, speaking of the nihilists and the atheists, you know, a couple of things. Mike Huckabee's words, remember that speech I mention often from 2007, foreign policy speech, where he said to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. This is what is happening. You know, it's the 100-year anniversary of the October Revolution. Beware October. America, beware the glasnost effect, America, comrades, dear comrades. Anyway, the movie Rampage, President Down is, what is it, it's the third in U-Bowl's trilogy. U-Bowl, the avant-garde filmmaker whose films don't make any money, but somehow he keeps getting financed to make these propaganda films. But Rampage President Down has lone wolf vigilante Bill Williamson assassinating the president, the vice president and secretary of defense. Anyway, the nihilist and the atheist combined in one character. We're being led by the nose for this. Anyway, hopefully you understand what I'm saying. Let's go back to the phones here in the remaining moments and grab Glenn in Philly. Glenn, thanks for calling. Welcome.
Yeah, hi, Chris. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, the remaining moments, that's just, I got to tell you, kind of, I've been waiting over a half hour here. I'm trying to figure out why it's necessary for someone who has his own show to call in and hijack and hog all the caller time from some other host's show. You know, and have to send a nuts and Lark drone on slowly to make it sound like he's an intellectual. I get tired of, you know, like his so self-important pseudo-intellectual bunkum. You know, and he has to call in. He has to see. He's so enamored with the sound of his own voice, he has to call in and take other people's shows over. So that's my, you know, and I'm always backed up against them, you know, at the end of the show here. What I was calling in to say is, I'm looking forward to the new Bourne's sequel called The Bourne Monotony. They've played it out a lot. And I noticed one of the cable networks was careful to play The Bourne Supremacy, The Bourne Identity, and White House Down in succession yesterday. I'm thinking that's not a coincidence.
Right.
You know? And, you know, while maybe the death perpetrated by Private Santiago may be tragic, they highlight the fact that you want me on that wall. You need me on that wall.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, too. Exactly.
Santiago, you kidding me?
Which is why I thought of the name Santiago Suspicious, as I mentioned. Yep, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like, I think the movie was a corporal. I don't know. Maybe it was a private. I thought he was a corporal in the movie. But somebody. But anyway, yeah, how do you spend that much time in the service? And have such a low rank. You know, if you're an officer, it's up or out, you know? So
right.
either they busted him down because of something he did, or he was pretty much not too bright going nowhere.
Yeah. Yeah, again, a Lee Harvey kind of a figure.
Right.
Definitely.
So, yeah, very weird. But anyway, so, all right, at least I got it out. With the music coming in, I barely made it. I had time to shave, put on my shirt, and drive to my destination. I'm sitting here in my car waiting to go into an office. While I was waiting. Anyway.
Well, we'll get that figured out, Glenn. I promise. I appreciate your call and your sentiments, as always. Folks, I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Stay tuned for Dr. Deagle. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
My body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.